When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, what's up, guys? What do I do, brother? Where the hell? What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 202 of Dropouts Podcast. We decided to...
Travel.
Yeah, we decided to take a little vacation.
Your mom takes a vacation.
Which one?
It's my side of the bed. Anyway, what's up, guys? We're traveling. We're doing it big. For our audio listeners, this is going to be a fantastic episode for you guys.
Yeah, maybe tune into the video version.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There's nothing going on. If you're an audio listener, there's absolutely nothing going on in the video version, so don't dare come over here.
Mm-mm. Not a single thing different.
Tara was very concerned about a wide shot for just seeing her children's Barbie hooves she's got on.
They're moon boots, and I don't like the cold, so I don't get to usually wear them.
They are pretty cute. I like those.
Thank you.
Was cute is the adjective.
What?
You were a cute guy.
Yeah?
Jared will throw adjectives around.
I mean, I did find this jacket in Jared's closet, so.
Okay. That was a gift from somebody. That was a gift from our previous roommate.
Who?
Nelson.
I thought you were going to say Dracula or something.
I thought you were going to say someone similar, or like someone who's an acquaintance
to
the Abominable.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Dude, you're sweating.
Newsflash, we're not actually on Mount Everest, okay? We're in the middle of a fucking studio, and it's 1,000 degrees
literally
in here.
Literally, I'm looking at Jared, and he's glistening.
This jacket's double insulated, okay? fucking sue me,
Jared,
all right?
We don't sweat on this podcast.
Oh, it says you. You're the biggest sweater. You're also in a Hawaiian shirt,
yeah,
like
can
a
we
jackass.
Address that.
Okay, I didn't think we'd be coming at each other for our garments today.
You're the first one who did about my hooves.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, get
them. You started it.
But they are.
I just want to ride it like a pony. But what I'm trying to say is, you look really, really pink today and good.
Thanks.
So think about that next time.
I love that.
A bad person.
It's like 2000s Barbie.
Oh my God, stop. Want to make out?
On top of Mount Everest, so romantic.
Mount Everest ain't got
shit on me. It's funny how much you throw lips at him.
Why is that funny?
Is it an attempt because you know it may never happen? And so like you understand the audience knows that, so they can clearly see that it's a joke. But you would never like say that to me because you'd be worried about a clip being thrown up on old ticky-tocky. I think so.
Why do you think it could never happen?
Yeah, huh? Zach.
Yeah, why do you think it can never
happen? Ask Tara that, not me.
I never said that.
Big kiss right now.
Too much sweat, she said.
I should kiss right now.
That means I'm putting in work.
You are.
Whoa, Jared.
What?
It's Jared. A family-friendly podcast, dude.
No, it's not, brother.
Also.
Jared, kiss her.
Right now?
Yeah.
Don't kiss me, Jared.
I'm not going to kiss you.
And
why are you so warm?
We settled
the jacket is double insulated.
Unzip it. You're going to pass out.
I can't ruin the illusion.
If we were on Everest, trapped up here with you all, which could be my nightmare.
I'd eat Skylar first.
That's what I was going to ask, who would eat first.
And Skylar.
Is that here's a thick joke?
Here's the thing. You wouldn't get I would kill you. So, no. There would be immediately tribes formed.
Oh, can I be in your tribe?
Tribes? There's five of us. What are the tribes?
No, tribe. One tribe. Against all.
Yeah, you'd be on your own, Alyssa.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can have Tara if you want. She's not going to do great for hunting and gallery.
You know what's crazy? I'm going to play this naive card forever until I get in a situation like this, and then I'd beat all your asses and I'd win
and
I would eat all of you.
With or without your moon boots on?
With the moon boots on.
Dude, she's going to curb stomp us with those moon boots.
Would you cook me medium rare? You're a vegetarian. How are you? You're not going to eat me.
Oh, yeah. Would you give that up?
She'd just be up there eating snow like a pervert.
What?
You'd suck off a snowman. I know it.
And Jared's a fan of cocaine, so he would be just
that is true.
Happy up there.
Are you on skiing?
Recently in a lot of the Patreon. Oh, if you're not subscribed to the Patreon, I will drown everyone here. I will create heat. I will put Jared.
It's hot enough in here.
I'll put Jared in a pile of snow where it'll create water. And then I will take your favorite little Tara Yummy and I will throw her gullet down there so she can't breathe. Also, a reason you want to do that is we have after-school specials, 15 to 20 minutes of extra footage of, you know, this podcast and other podcasts. He's kissing my hand. No worries there. Unconsensual. But who cares? It's the 80s, baby.
Skylar would thrive in the 80s. Look at his little mustache.
You hold on 1 second. You know I'm plugging as hard as I can right now. We're also doing other stuff. Oh, drunk episode. We just posted the drunk episode. Mm-hmm. Target's blacked out, and I'm pretty sure she throws some tits out. I don't know. I know I show some brain. Jared, what did you show?
I showed me blacked out.
And Alyssa just showed herself without a blanket. So we're rocking. Patreon down below. If you're not subscribed to it, again, I will drown everyone here. Thank you.
Okay, actually, speaking of the drunk episode, so on there, we got in a fight because you guys went and saw Civil War.
Oh, it was after Civil War. What was it about?
Are you fucking kidding me?
What happened?
Did I fuck up?
You both went to see Civil War.
Did you want to see? I didn't think you wanted to see
it. I talked about it the whole fucking week before you left.
She did mention it at Yard House.
I didn't know she said that.
No. One time we were outside of, we were walking outside of Yard House and you said, I can't, she said, I can't wait for that. And you said, I think you said, or no, I said, like Planet of the Apes or whatever. And then you said, no, Civil War. You said that's a month later.
Yeah, but I didn't hear her say.
Yeah, you did because it was up on the billboards. It was just like seven billboards.
Yeah, but she's like, I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to see it either. So I'm going to go see it opening day. We didn't make a plan.
We didn't have a plan.
I just figured like.
No, if you go, hey, Zach, we should go see this movie. I'm going to be like, okay, I want to see it with you. You're going to be like, okay, I just need direct things or else I'm just going to go. I'm full steam ahead.
Yeah, I'm picking up on that.
Yeah, but if you tell me, I would have waited 100%.
What's the other movie I want to see? Because, okay, I'm going to say it right now.
Civil War.
Poor Thing. We saw Poor Thing. It wasn't very good.
No. There was another
you
one.
You already saw it?
Yeah, we saw it.
Okay, you guys are the biggest fucking assholes on the planet.
What's the other
you are
one?
The most selfish pricks I've ever heard of. You already saw it. The entire month leading up to it, as we both said that that's all we want to see.
Yeah, I do remember
it. Okay, I'm saying it here, what? Right here, right now. Challengers?
That sounds
That's
terrible.
The tennis movie.
Alyssa, you should ask Zach what movie he saw last night.
Oh, fuck. Wait. I did you tell him that?
No.
I saw it on somebody's story
who I know he went with.
What did you...
I didn't go.
Just
nor
ask him.
Did
ask
I,
him.
I'm going to... What if you saw Challengers, I'm going to...
There's
gonna
tears
kill
in
myself.
Her eyes.
He saw Challengers.
He saw Challengers.
And I
You're the worst person I've ever met.
Can I?
No.
Can I rebuttal?
There's no rebuttal. Why would there be a rebuttal? Everyone who saw the drunk episode saw that I said, I want to see this movie. And then you said in the drunk episode, all you have to say is, Zach, I want to see this movie with you and I'll wait
fucking
and I'll
go
see it with you.
Get off, Alyssa.
Why did you go see it? With who?
Friends.
By myself.
No, you didn't.
He did not see
who
it.
Who did you see it with, Jared?
Okay, can I, this is my
You're
only.
You're fucked up.
Can I make a defense?
Go ahead.
Here's what I'll say. Going to the movies, like making a plan to go to the movies, is like, you can go watch a movie by yourself.
I have a great rebuttal, so it doesn't
even
matter.
You're just sitting there. Like, it's not like it's a bonding experience. You're just watching
it. It doesn't matter. She specifically
it
asked.
It is a bonding experience because you're going there and you're experiencing something that you've never seen before together. And then you can talk about it afterwards.
I have a rebuttal and it's going to fix
okay,
everything.
Go with your rebuttal.
I didn't know the movie we were seeing until I got there.
Okay, I do want to push back on that because that's not true.
Yes, it is.
What, why isn't it true? What did you know?
We were supposed to see a different movie and then we got there and they're like,
so
I don't want to see
together?
That movie. No, I didn't.
Who did you go with?
It wasn't Skylar.
I wasn't there.
Skylar was home all day.
Who did you go with?
I went.
Wait, didn't you say last night you were so tired and then you dropped me off at my car and then you said you were going to bed?
When you came home, you said you were going to sleep.
Who did you go
like,
with?
I'm so tired. Hey, like, I woke up at 10.
He did the yawn and everything.
Who did he go with?
Well, let me see what his answer is first because I know who.
This podcast, I think I have
don't
to.
Don't say that right now,
but that's what happened.
You're on pneumonos. We can hear you in the edit.
Your mom. Anyway, when I got there, I didn't know until I got there.
Who did you go with?
Says that's a lie.
We were supposed to
see
Spider-Man 3.
Who's we? Who'd you go with?
I was invited by Emma Pills and Eden. Just friends.
Australians.
And I wasn't gonna tell you, Alyssa, because I fully was gonna see it with you again.
The thing is, though, I already knew because in my head, because there's no good movies out right now. So I'm like, I knew he was going to the movies last night.
There are good movies out.
No.
How'd you know I was going to the movies?
Because you told us.
When?
You told us right before we filmed the ads last night.
Gotcha.
And here's what's even more fucked up, guys. He dropped me off around like 8:30 at my car, and he's like, all right, you got anything inside? I'm going to go inside. I'm so sleepy.
Come on,
man. Two things can be true. One, I can be sleepy, and I can also exist inside that sleepiness outside the home, which is what happened.
I know, but you like implied you were going to bed. You totally did.
To be fair,
me for this. This is the worst thing I did.
I'm just saying, like, on top of all this, he also said he was just going home to me.
I didn't say I was just going home. I was like, oh, I know you got to go do stuff. You got to pack for Miami. So I was like, do you want me to drop you off your car? It's a long walk. And I dropped you off your car.
I think it's still fucked up. She specifically said that
you were all there for the whole story.
I was there. I was dropped, but I was there. Yeah.
There are a few things here, just to clarify. Number one, when we were gone this weekend at Stagecoach, we ran into Emma and Eden, and they were like, we should all go see a movie on Monday. At that time, Zach didn't know what the movie was going to be. He agreed to it. I actually agreed to it, too, but then I backed out because I was tired.
Thank you.
So then he did find out before he went to the movies.
Right before.
That he was going to see Challengers, but he did tell me he's
after
like,
already committing. He was and like, they bought the tickets.
He was like, I already saw Challengers. He's like, but I'm going to go see it with Alyssa. So like, we can't tell her. We have to hide it from her.
I'm
going to see
I'm
it.
Not seeing it. I'm not seeing.
That was a good friend
angered
move.
Me you so bad.
You should have told me that beforehand. I wouldn't have brought it up.
So yeah, glad
good job, Jared. Well,
listen. Something got lost in communication.
I'm not trying to. So Jared,
I'm so glad I don't live
okay,
with you guys.
Hear me out. I wasn't trying to be an a-hole about this whole movie situation. So I was like, dude, I already told Alyssa. I was going to see it with her. They bought the tickets. I was like, I already committed to this. So it's like, okay, I'll go watch the movie, and then I'm not going to tell Alyssa, and I'm going to go see the movie with you as well. I swear that's what I was going to do, because I was like, don't tell her.
I don't think it makes it any better.
It does make it better, because if I'm already going to the movies, and I'm like, oh, you bought the tickets already, two Challengers, I'm like, okay, well, I already committed to this. And then if I'm actively going to see it twice just to make you feel good, you got to see that's friendship. Why are you crying? I know that's fake.
No, it's not. Am I
She's been
no,
well, tearing
it's
up.
It's not tears. It's just my eyes watering.
Dude, you're such a loser.
Dude, no.
Tyler.
Sorry, the tears
she's,
got
no,
me
she's
mad.
Comment baiting right now. She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yep. My eyes.
You're pandering
my eyes been
to the
comments. The
whole day. And if you guys are in the comments, she fooled you.
You are.
Just like COVID fooled all of you.
Oh my God.
He goes, Trump 2024. I'm a red-blooded American. Fly the flag. That's your brand.
We're at Stagecoach.
We are at Stagecoach.
Oh, we're just moving past it, huh?
Well, that's what Zach was shouting.
My leg is twitching because I'm just angry.
Alyssa, want to take five?
Alyssa, I understand that you're angry, but is there anything inside of you that is like, it's really nice that like, he would see it again with me. Like, he really valued
I'm
that.
I'm not going to.
Why?
Because I don't
now that's
need
just spiteful
you
on your end.
It's not that you need me to, but if Jared didn't screw it over, I was going to be a good friend and see it with
fault.
You, and nothing would have happened.
None of this is your fault.
No, you can't pin this on me.
Oh,
Jared. It is on you.
Jared, you
pinned me. I was like, okay, I'm definitely going to see this movie with her, and then I get pinned. I'm against my will. I'm in there eating popcorn.
Okay, because here's the thing.
You got pinned, and then Jared pulled the pin.
Yeah, exactly.
Threw the grenade.
And we exploded.
Good.
I'm so glad I don't live with you guys.
Us too.
I think that would be kind of fun.
Jared, we'd have a blast.
Jared, you got to put it
I'd
away
I'd have a blast
some
with
point.
You too. I feel like you guys
Jared,
could
Jared, you'd
have
been a traitor in World War II.
I would not have been a traitor.
You got big Axis vibes.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
Jared
do.
Can't help it though. Like, you ask him something and he just starts smirking.
I can lie.
He's
if
a truther. He's honest.
We didn't even have to lie that time. You just said it.
Yeah. I did just say it
because
I wanted the drama, man. I wanted the drama.
Unbelievable.
We needed something.
Alyssa,
you owe me. You owe me, big time.
What I was owing you was still seeing a movie I've already seen.
I respect
no, I
that in
more.
A sense Wait, because I know he would have done that.
A gym membership there.
You know, I didn't know the whole
okay.
story, Alyssa, and I believe
a gym membership.
I'll get you a gym membership.
I already have one.
From who? Who bought you the gym membership?
He got you there.
Oh, Zach Justice. Anyway, I am sorry, but I was...
No, you're not, because you do it again and again.
How am I not sorry if I was actively planning to see it with you? Okay, I'm glad we got past that. I'm glad Alyssa and I are cool. We figured
so cool.
it out.
Glad there's water
cool
under
as
the bridge.
A cucumber. Cool as we are on this mountaintop.
Atta girl.
That's a good one.
She's like, I wrote this down, and I'm going to use it in the show.
Perfect. Oh, it's fine. I accept your apology.
Thank you.
Where's
your This mic? Is my counsel. He's part of my tribe. Remember?
Yeah.
We tribed up.
Dude, we would fuck that
Jared's
tribe
touching
up
my boob.
In a heartbeat.
I'm fixing the
I'm
audio.
Just I'm just kidding.
Her mic was down.
It was
the whole
upside
time.
Down. Yeah, it was upside down.
I gotta be honest with you. Have you ever done anything right in your whole life?
Didn't you put this on me?
No.
No.
Put it on yourself.
I'm more of a take things off you type of guy. I don't really put things on.
It's fine. I'm loud enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So Skylar and I were Stagecoach, and there were multiple times that he looked at me and wasn't thrilled with experiences I got him into. But one night.
God, you're so miserable. God, you're so miserable.
Okay, wait till you hear these stories. And then you decide.
Okay.
First off, one day.
Wait, straight down the barrel, you got to say something to Asaro.
Oh, I know you're in L.A. somewhere, buddy. I'm going to find you.
And?
I'm going to ask politely for our money back.
We spent two Xboxes on this man named Asaro, who's a private driver. And by private driver, meaning Ubers were taking too long, and he was kind of on the side, and he was like,
oh, you got got by the guys, like, holding the signs?
Well, dude, no, the thing is, so, like, the parking lot where the Ubers pickups were, all those guys that were in there bought parking passes.
To paint a picture, Stagecoach, a giant festival, 100,000 people. If you want to leave, it's going to take you half your life, and you're probably going to miss out on your kids growing up, if you have any. And at night, it took a phenomenal amount of time to exit this festival. Go ahead.
So the guys that were in the parking lot had bought parking passes, and they were Uber drivers, but they turned their Ubers off, and they were just doing highest bids.
So smart.
So the first night,
so smart.
Who wants to get in the car for this money? Who wants to get in? And then we're like, we'll take a car.
That's how Coachella is.
First night we couldn't get a guy in. Our Uber driver, we couldn't get him in. He canceled after like 20 minutes. This Asaro gentleman was like, "I'll do it for 300." We're like, "Dude, we're going
300."
We're like, "Dude, we're going."
We were going 2 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Walk. Why don't you just walk?
Yeah.
Tar, I've never seen you walk in your life.
I had to lift you to get in here. Also, it was probably more than 2 miles.
She's like, fair point.
At most, like a...
It was like 3.5, probably.
At most, a 14-minute drive.
Okay.
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 So...
Banged us for... Well, he was like 300. We're like, dude, we're not going to pay 300.
Oh, we haggled him down. We haggled him.
Got him down to 220.
Pretty good.
That's... But still,
and then the next day, the next night, he was like, yeah, I'll pick you guys up right where... Same spot. And then he tried to be fancy and pick us up at like a gate really far away, like right when you're leaving Stagecoach.
Yeah.
And so we get all the way to the parking lot and we're like, where you at, dude? And he was like, oh, I was here waiting for you guys. I'm like, why wouldn't you just come to the same spot we were last night?
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, I'm coming. And the whole time I was like, he's going to just bang us on the price now. Because at that point we had just.
So he texted him the second night. He's like, hey, you're still picking us up, right? He's like, yeah. He's like, how much is it going to be tonight? He said, don't worry about it.
He said, it'll be a good rate.
Oh, I thought when he said, don't worry about it, I was like, free. Oh, you got it for free?
No, no,
it's
don't worry about it.
It's free is $250.
It's what? He raised it on us the second night. $250. We got bangs for pretty much $500 from Asaro.
Asaro.
I don't even want to learn his name from what he did to us. And then the third night, we were going to leave straight from Stagecoach to go back home. So we're like, all right, we'll park at the festival. We know it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be 4 times as long than Asaro and waiting for all the situation.
Took no time to get out of there.
Took us 2 minutes to get out of there.
So you could have just been parking there every day.
The whole time. Saved us two Xboxes. Though we could have given to you guys on the Patreon, but guess what? You lost out.
So blame, what was his name? Asaro. Asaro?
I was going to say, Asaro. It's not like you drink or anything, so you could easily just drive in and out of the festival.
I know, but I was drinking there.
Were you really?
Yeah.
No. He wasn't.
Oh. I was going to be like, are you kidding? I missed Stagecoach.
I was a little drunk on the tunes.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like fan fave Rocket. The excitement is endless. The vibes are right. And the cash prizes could be huge. Tell them more, essentially, about them making a little cash. New players can start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code DROPOUTS to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino! Exclamation point. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
There aren't many services that just give you money. Imagine signing up for something and you receive money. That's what Rocket Money does. You want to know how? We have so many subscriptions that we don't even know we're using anymore. I had 2 Hulu subscriptions and Rocket Money itemized it and be like, wait, you don't need 2 of these, buddy. Save me so much money every year. Listen to this statistic. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members
up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. Imagine just, oh my gosh, I wish I could blah, blah. Here's $740. But yeah, but I want to go take this girl out to eat. Here's $740. Oh, I would love to go get a marshmallow pie. Here's $740. Oh, I'd love to go to the movie theater. Here's $740. Of your own money. Get your money back.
So to reiterate, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And if you want to stop wasting money on things that you don't use, cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/dropouts. That is rocketmoney.com/dropouts. rocketmoney.com/dropouts.
Hey, why don't you say it again, huh?
rocketmoney.com/dropouts.
He did it.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Does your elbow have a pain? Does your throat have a pain? What about your mental health? Ooh, ooh. Do you want to fix it, but you don't know who can fix that? Boo, boo. Boy, do I have a thought, and they're online in a doc. I'm talking about ZocDoc. Basically, it's doctors online anytime, and their Yelp review, wop, wop. Essentially, if you want to go online and get your ailments fixed, ailments essentially means an illness in your body, and it essentially means mental health as well. It essentially means in any capacity you want to fix your body. If you wanted to go to the doctor, but I personally want to go to a doctor, I don't know if they're good, you can go to ZocDoc, which peer reviews other doctors to see if they're good or not. That way you can go on, make sure they're not creepy, make sure they actually know what they're talking about, make sure they're great with their patients, make sure they know how to fix your problem. ZocDoc is the way of the future when it comes to medicine, your doctor, and just feeling beautiful on the inside and out.
To more concisely put what Zach is trying to say, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Don't you hate when you go to the doctor and they're like, we don't take your insurance. I'm like, well, I looked online and I thought you did. Now you can just put in your insurance and it'll only show you doctors that take it. That way you're not confused. I hate confusion when it comes to medical stuff. Listen, I'm hurting. Can I just get fixed up? Can I just get fixed up by someone who cares? Is that hard? Not with ZocDoc. It's that easy.
So to get fixed up by someone who cares, all you have to do is go to ZocDoc.com/dropouts and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Again, that is ZocDoc.com/dropouts. ZocDoc.com/dropouts.
Thank you, ZocDoc.
Oh, there's also, we're at Sage Christian, there was this party, like this after party.
Don't get me started on it.
Okay, cool.
Whoa, why?
Because I'm pissed at Zach and he knows why.
I know why.
I've got no clue.
What is it? I'm just as lost.
I think she mentioned it yesterday.
Oh, I know why.
I just wish I was there because I wanted to see people.
I did get you a ticket.
I know, I couldn't go because of my lungs and you know that.
Okay.
You know I wanted to go.
But still my fault somehow?
No.
Okay, cool.
Continue, sorry.
Just checking. But I was at this like nice party. I think it was like for a Revolve or something. And you know,
it was a pizza slime Revolve party.
Diplo was DJing, bunch of famous boys and girls were there. And there was this, you know, private section where like Tyga is and like all the famous people. I don't know who else is famous in this world.
This is so funny.
But I couldn't get in. Like all my friends are like, just come with us, we'll get you in. I come in, they're like, no.
Like, you don't have a wristband. Who the hell are you?
But the photographers that are like working the event and taking pictures of everybody at the event, like all the famous people, they were like, hey, Zach. And like they notice me and they're like, hold on. They come outside, like, can we get a picture with you? Outside of like the cool section. And then they're like, thanks, man. And they go right back into the cool section. And I just sit out there like,
no, cool.
I bet you I could have gotten a wristband.
Yeah, well, of course
for
you.
For you.
No. You
I
weren't there?
You ultimately got in though with the.
I did ultimate. We did.
Did
one
you get
of
it?
The
I didn't go to the party.
So one of
lame.
The.
Lame. Again. The, yeah, God, you don't find a day in your life.
It was a long day, dude. We were there. we get back to the house at like midnight. I've been drinking during the day.
Hell yeah.
And so I was like, I'm pretty tired. I'm just going to go to bed. And Zach. Well, he had me running all over the fucking festival, okay?
You're getting your steps in.
On Saturday. We went from one side to the other. We were just sprinting back and forth. We didn't watch a single show.
We saw Nickelback.
Which I'm so jealous of.
It was one of the best experiences.
Nickelback was sick.
I love Nickelback.
I know a lot of people, like, I hate Nickelback injected in my veins every day of the week.
To every day. Oh, my God.
One of the best live concerts I've seen.
When we were in the process of cleaning out the garage, I exclusively listened to Nickelback in there, and I saw the videos. I watched the concert.
He was cool.
He was fucking kick ass. Yeah. The whole band.
Why didn't you guys?
But that was Friday night.
Like he only brought out
don't
the singer of Matchbox 20.
Yeah,
and then he brought out Jelly Roll.
I know.
And Hardy. But like besides that, and him playing every single banger and everybody really enjoying it and it'd be like the highlight of probably my life. It wasn't even that good. And if I could experience it again 10 times, I'd do it right now. But besides that, like, it, dude, very, as the kids say, mid.
I'm going to jump off this
Friday. We got there late on Friday, like right when Eric Church was starting and he was the headliner. And he played like two songs, and then me and Zach were like, dude, let's get out of here and go get good spots for Nickelback. So we stood under that stage for like an hour.
As you should.
So we didn't get to really watch anything Friday. We watched Nickelback. Saturday, we get there at like 4-ish, probably 5-ish.
A lot of dimes, though.
And we watched maybe like 20 minutes of Post Malone, because Zach legit had us just walking back and forth trying to find people.
Who are you trying to find
there? Coachella and Stagecoach, I feel like, is more like it's also like a social thing. And so I think
Skylar hates social.
He hates anything fun.
Yeah, and Skylar, what is fun to you?
I like hanging out.
Yeah, but you're hanging out
like
at
hanging
this festival.
Out. I like shooting guns and drinking beer and
like maybe like a nice little dive bar.
Okay.
Have a good time.
Stagecoach is like one big dive
bar. Yeah, it's a giant dive.
Except there was no drinking because Zach had me running fucking sprint. It's like, hey, let's go to this dive bar and run laps.
We should go to you know what I'm saying? Should come to Stagecoach with me.
I would have. You didn't come.
You would.
Yeah, you and Austin, honestly, let's be honest, I would have hated it more.
You don't know. I'm a fun time.
Yeah,
you know, maybe. Party setting?
Maybe.
But that's not the experience he wants. He doesn't want to be on top of the tabletop, like shaking yams. He wants to be around a campfire, a couple buddies, throwing around some banter, possibly a...
Drinking.
What you sipping on, you know, like stuff like that.
What you sipping on?
The good stuff.
The good stuff.
So Saturday, we went to the festival that night. He went to a party at these people's house. He met the owners of the house. It was these three older guys, okay? And so the next day...
Massive house, exceptionally wealthy people. They rented out this house for, like, I don't even know how much, but just if you whatever money's in your pocket, it's going to be more. You know what I mean?
And I don't know how that interaction went.
Huh? We think drugs.
Oh.
No, okay. Not really. No.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just smart business guys who...
Gotcha.
Enjoy luxury.
Zach must have said something at this party.
I didn't say anything.
You must have.
The first party Skylar wasn't at, he thinks I said something to these slightly elevated in age humans in a way that would bring us down for this later story.
Okay. And so then Sunday after the festival, two people were riding back with us to LA because they had to fly out of LAX. And so we had to go by their house, which was the old guy's house, to get their bags. So we're sitting there at this table. It's me, Zach, and then one of the girls that was like staying in the house, she was sitting there. This old guy comes up to me and Zach, and he goes, "So one of you are autistic?"
Just out of nowhere, he comes up to us, and like he's like the owner. He's the owner of this house. Like he's the owner of the house. So we don't know. He's like, "Heard you guys are autistic, or one of you," and we thought it was a joke.
So
we
didn't Zach,
know. But that's such a rude thing to say, like to just assume
it gets worse.
Someone.
Yeah,
it's rude if he's like being serious. I guess.
I think it's rude that he doesn't know someone and is saying something about them.
Oh, yeah,
even
yeah,
if it's
yeah.
like, oh, I heard you have a small house. It doesn't matter the autistic part. It's I heard you. Are diabetic, or I'm saying it's not the autistic part that's rude. That's not something rude to say to someone. It's the fact that he's just saying something flat out to you that
could be private.
Like
could be private.
Yeah. Can I say
that's
something?
Like if someone comes up to, I don't know, I just don't
it,
like
it
that.
It felt like it didn't come from a malicious place at all. It felt like someone had told him we were autistic, and it doesn't matter though. No, I just listen. So he comes up and he goes,
that's a private thing.
No, I know.
It's not the worst.
You're right.
Part of
I am on your side. So he comes up and he's like, "So one of you guys autistic?" And like,
and then Zach threw it to me.
I thought it was like, I don't know. I thought he was joking. I thought he was saying whatever. So
I thought we were goofing.
We're in this guy's house. I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be Skylar. And he's like, oh, what do you got? Or like, what do you do?
He's like, what's your, he's like, I guess like everyone has like their like little quirks or whatever.
Or like a hyperfixation type thing.
And Zach starts talking. Zach's like, I was wearing a Celtics hoodie. Zach's like, oh yeah, he gets hyperfixated on stuff. Like the Celtics.
You're just going along with
it. We already
bit.
Said he was autistic.
Yeah.
So I thought, and then at this point I realized he wasn't joking. Like he was being dead serious. So I was like, okay, I don't want to be rude. Or like make fun of autistic people. So it's like, all right, we're gonna have to roll with the punches here. And I was like, oh, Skylar's hyperfixated on the Celtics. He knows a lot about the Celtics. That way he can just go off about the Celtics. And he's like, okay, this is his like hyperfixation thing.
And I thought that the guy came over and was just like being a jackass and like was asking which one of you guys are autistic. So I was just gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna say something so outrageous that he'll be like
that he'd be like, so he could think of like, why would you even ask somebody that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, no, no, I'm kind of like reverse rain. I was like, you know how God knows every hair on your head? And he was like, yeah. I said, I know the exact number of pubes on my balls.
And he goes, listen, he looks at Jared. He goes, he was completely serious. He's like, oh, no, dude, that's really cool. Like, my son's autistic. So it's like great for me to meet people that are autistic.
I think maybe
someone else at the house that had come over earlier actually had autism. And he thought we were one of them. So he was like trying to bond because his son is autistic and make us feel comfortable.
Oh, my God. And he didn't know how to do
it. I sat there petrified for 20 minutes. I didn't break eye contact with Zach. I was like, Zach was sitting right here. I just looked at him. I was just like, what the fuck?
And then you just start spitting like Celtics facts.
And then I was like, okay, I feel like such a jackass now. And then I was like, I needed a Zen. So I was like, I got to go to the car to get the Zens out. And so I like go up to the door in this fucking huge house. The doors, I'm not kidding, were probably like 15 feet high. And I couldn't figure out how to open it. So then
he's standing at the door because I leave. And he's standing at the door for 10 minutes trying to open up because he doesn't want to turn around and look at everybody.
Zach fucked me on that too because Zach was about to walk up the stairs. And I was like, I'll go up to the door and I'm like, okay, this door's not working. I was like, Zach, I need some help with this door. He's like, I'll be right back. And then he goes upstairs. I don't see him for like 10 minutes. So I'm like pulling on the doors. And the people behind me, I can see in the windows. They're just all looking at me. And then I just stop. I just like walk off to the side of the door. Nowhere. I'm like probably 30 feet from anybody.
You're just like hiding up against the
wall. I'm just like doing circles near the door. And they're like, this guy really is struggling.
The whole time he's texting me, he's I need backup, brother. The door situation is not good. People are looking at me. I need backup.
And then some guy comes to help me. And I just pull my phone out. And like the most, you could obviously tell, I like put it to my ear like I was on the phone.
It's like upside down, the flashlight's on.
You know, the guy behind him was telling him, like, guys, he has autism. Like, he's totally fine.
Just let him. He's going to figure it out.
He's going to figure it out. If I know this guy, he's going to figure it out.
Wait, this was funny. This is another funny story. When we were at Nickelback, sorry, I'm about to put Zach on blast here. We were standing in this crowd of people, and Zach leans over to me. He's like, dude, you know the good thing about being at concerts? I'm like, what? He's like, you can fart and nobody can hear it.
Ew.
And wow. I'm not even fucking around. So,
you're Miss Poopy. Yeah, what do you mean, ill?
You'll throw some poop around.
I don't even like fart and poop like that.
You don't even your like spot fart and poop on the like bench that. Is called your toot corner.
I don't actually do it, though. I think it's funny.
Wait, so then Zach's like, he's on this side of me. He leans over and he's like, you know the good thing about being at concerts? You can fart and no one knows because they can't hear it. I'm not even fucking around. A second passes. A girl to my right's like, it smells like farts in here.
we're just
ripping ass.
We died laughing so long. She goes, I say that. She goes, it smells like farts in here. We're losing our minds. Because you try to keep it together. And then like you look around and be like, it does. Who the hell
are totally
at a Nickelback concert of all things? And then a lot of people were leaving the Nickelback concert early. And I was asking a lot of people that are walking by. I was like, who's on the nickel? I don't know why. I was just hyper fixated.
We're trying to figure out who's on coins.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Like who's on the who's the face of the penny?
Like who's on the penny?
Oh.
Who is on the penny?
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. And then who's on the nickel?
It's trickier.
Wait, I know. It's the guy. I can like draw him.
It's not LeBron.
You got this.
It's the one with the short hair.
Most presidents. Keep going.
Do you know?
Yeah.
What is it?
Thomas
Jefferson?
There we go.
Don't say it like you came up with it.
I was going to say Thomas Jefferson.
Okay, so Thomas Jefferson. This girl walks by. I'm asking everybody. A lot of people are like, I get it because the nickel. It was really dumb. I was delusional. But this one girl comes by. I was like, hey, do you know who's on the nickel? And she's like, do you think I would care?
Oh, what?
And I was like,
she put you in your place.
That's so like, visceral.
I was like, I don't know. And then she goes, wait, are you on the internet?
Then, demeanor changes.
And then I was like, yeah. I think she DM'd me. And then she was like, and I was like, yeah. Anyway, do you know who that was on the nickel? She's like, and then she's like, want some water? I was really thirsty.
Oh, no. Was it Molly water?
Oh, my God. That would be so funny.
It's less of a fun story. It was just an empty bottle. And she goes, here's now. And she just walks off.
So disrespectful.
I respect that so much, though. She big dicked you in every way.
Yeah, she big clitted me. Well, it's all right. She swung that clit around.
And then on Sunday.
Dude, how many stories do you have with negativity? We had a good time.
On Sunday, he took me. We didn't go to the festival until late that day, but we had to be out of our hotel by like noon. So we went over to a friend's house and we were just hanging out. But it was like the weirdest vibe. It was me, Zach, and then two girls that we knew, and then one girl that we didn't know, and like all of her assistants. And so it was just kind of weird. Or not like
Wait, all of her assistants?
It was like assistant makeup, like hair. And so we get over to this house on Sunday, and so it was so weird, but it was so funny because me and Zach were just making jokes for each other the whole time. That like,
cause you ever like, it felt like we were in church and no one, like it's not time for jokes. And those are the best times. If you can leak out a giggle
like a funeral?
From a good buddy.
And so we were all sitting there, it was like me, Zach, and like five of these girls. And they like weren't really joking around, they were all being quiet. And so Zach was like trying to ask questions. And Zach was like, he asked one of the girls, he was like, how do you want to die? And the girl was like, I want to get like eaten to death by a shark. And then like a second passes and Zach was like, I'm a shark. And then no one said anything.
It was just quiet.
No one laughed. I mean, I put my head down.
Did they hear you or no?
Yeah, because I said it loud.
And then another second passes. No one says anything. I'm just kind of giggling. Zach's just sitting there looking. He doesn't break eye contact with her. He's like, I'm a shark.
I'm a shark. What am I supposed to do?
What'd she say then?
I didn't say anything.
Again?
She didn't say anything on the double down?
I was dying laughing. I mean, I was just...
It was one of the funnier things I've experienced. I just love that. I love when you and your buddy are on the same wavelength about something and everybody else in the room isn't, but you guys are self-aware enough to know that you can crack a couple jokes and it's just for you. Everyone else in the room probably hated us. No, I think we had a good time. But...
keep telling yourself that.
When I was asking everybody questions, that's actually something I want to ask here. What is one thing that you think, percentage-wise, you're better at than most people? We'll start with Alyssa and we'll go down.
Oh, God.
I mean, you have a lot of things, Alyssa, I think, but...
That I'm better at
I feel
at
like
most
art's
people?
Kind of a cop-out, so maybe something besides that.
Yeah.
Specific.
Can we just make it... Do we have to go down the line? Let me think.
Yeah, we're going
to
go down the line. We're going to start with you.
Well, I don't know.
We're actually going to start with you. We're going to go down the line.
So we're going to sit with this until...
Yep. And no worries, we have another shoot to do after this.
No worries. What if somebody has something, just
we're freezing
just to
death up here on Everest.
Shopping.
That's yours?
Oh, we were going to go online?
No, I like this.
No, she wanted me to say it.
Yeah.
I think I'm better at most people at shopping.
All right, Jared, what's yours?
I would say percentage-wise of like all the people that do this or don't, like if they tried, I would say producing music.
I would say...
Sure.
I think I'm really good at...
Fuck you.
I'm just thinking of producers.
Say blowjobs. It'd be funny.
Blowjobs. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait,
I think
no,
I am good at...
Her being like, say
I think I am good at that. Anyways.
Oh, fuck
you. Yeah.
I think I'm good at...
Jared, what do you think?
Yeah, what do you think? Did you...
About her blowjobs?
If you had the rate each one,
wait.
Who was better?
Okay.
Whoa. I think I'm good at gift giving. Aww. Like I really like think about really a person what they might like and enjoy.
You did give me a painting of Hanson that you painted yourself.
I did. Extremely.
I also got you at Home Chef because you don't like to cook.
That was very sweet. For my birthday, well, I think we already talked about that. For my birthday, she got me a chef that came in and cooked me spaghetti carbonara. It was fantastic.
So it's just like
I can't
like
wait
little-
for my birthday.
It's like little things like that. Like I also like handmade things instead of just like you know.
Skylar.
Shooting guns, drinking beer.
I don't know what I'd be good at.
He's not great at shooting guns. We've shot guns together, and I beat him.
That's not true.
That is true. We went skeet shooting, and I was a dead...
Ski!
People were calling Deadeye.
What am I good at?
Growing a mustache.
My mustache isn't great. Fuck, it's not good.
It's a good mustache.
I said the other day, like, I know all the presidents in order.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He doesn't.
So, yeah, you do.
He was telling that all of Stagecoach people would say something because I know the president's in order.
That never happened.
And they'd go, yes, it did. When I was going around saying stuff, literally at...
Oh, at the thing. That wasn't a Stagecoach. But yeah, my fault. I thought you meant at the festival. That's my bad, brother.
So on the Stagecoach trip, this happened.
Thank you.
But we weren't actually on the festival grounds. It boots in dirt, so you thought this didn't happen?
Can you name them in the
so
speed
angry.
Thing?
He can't do it.
Yeah,
what's something you think you're good at better than other people?
A genuine response, or are we looking for giggles?
Genuine. I was genuine.
Do both.
I don't know if this is pretentious, but probably like self-awareness.
You are really good at that.
Dude, a producer off the freaking camera just snickered.
No, you're right. You're good at like self-awareness.
I can usually map the cadence of conversation depending on the person I'm talking to.
You are really good at that because you put words in my mouth before they even come out.
I'll put
That's what she said.
Good job. We're all worried that you weren't going to get there, but boy, did you get there.
That's what she said.
Hell yeah. You mind if I have a sip of coffee?
Oh, also, when we were at the house and Zach was going around asking these questions and people were giving their answers, one girl, dead serious, was like, I think I can hold my breath longer than most people.
This was the funniest thing. And we're enthralled because we're head underwater enthusiasts.
When we were in Monaco, we spent a lot of time in the pool just timing ourselves holding our breath.
You're losers. That's what you did in Monaco? You're in Monaco.
People would come into the
we brought a stopwatch.
People would come into the pool area and I would just have my head underwater and Zach would be tapping me on the shoulder.
Every 10 seconds. That's how you know. Oh, there'd be exceptionally beautiful women there with breasts you'd write home about. And we'd be underwater. Go. That's a good time.
We were holding our breath for like a minute and a half-ish, like minute 45.
Nothing great, but this is the start of our journey.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
So this girl was like, I can hold my breath a really long time. So we were like, oh shit, this is sick. How long can you hold your breath for?
She said 20 to 30 seconds. And we went, that's probably statistically low. That's probably one of the lowest times you could get. And she's like, really? I feel like that's like a millennium. And I'm like, no, she didn't use that word because obviously, but she was funny. Anyway, thank you guys for coming to the Everest shoot. We weren't going to address that we were on Everest and people are going to be like, they didn't even address it. That's so funny. But we ended up addressing it. So shut up. Also, Patreon, link in description. Remember, you get wonderful prizes like Xboxes, Nintendo Switch, AirPods every month. We get to do those giveaways. You get the extra footage. You get this episode early, behind the scenes content. The drunk episodes where we get blacked out, talk about our feelings, we end up fighting, but we end up making up before the real show because YouTube doesn't like that conflict, does it, ladies and gentlemen? No! Alright guys, thank you so much, and we'll see you on our next one, which is gonna be right here, and we're gonna just change the background.
Which is also, it's very exciting.
Yeah, right, Jared.
I can name the presidents in order, dude.